Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm where I am. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm in our nation's capital, broadcasting live from XM Bank's Exports Live 2010 annual conference, and I'm at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. This is, I've been here before. I've stayed here before. It's been a long time. The SBA has had their annual conference here before. Was it the SBA or was it the SBDC? I forgot. Anyway, one of those groups had their conference here, and I was here once before with them. And it's a really wonderful hotel. It's huge. It's a huge hotel. It's here in the Woodley Park section of Washington, D.C. It's just a couple of blocks down the street from my one of my favorite restaurants here in D.C. It's an Afghan restaurant. It's a little place just little walk up, little two-story walk up, and you just walk up the stairs, and it's just a tiny little restaurant. Really, really nice place. And anyway, I like coming to the Woodley Park area. And so I'm at the Omni Shoreham. This is what I want to talk about, folks. Have you heard me? I mean, you know, you've heard me a zillion times in the last dozen years talk about customer care, talk about customer care excellence, talk about not just service, but customer care excellence, to the point where the experience that people have with your company or that you have with somebody who's serving you, the experience is so remarkable, so excellent that you have to remark about it. You are conscious of being overwhelmed with customers' care and with execution excellence. And that's what I've experienced here at the Omni Shoreham. Ladies and gentlemen, if you said, okay, you've only got 3 seconds, where can I go? Tell me where I can go. Tell me what I can read. Tell me what I can find to be able to understand what you mean, Jim, when you say customer care excellence. I would say this in 3 seconds. Check in and spend the night at an Omni Shoreham hotel, at this Omni Shoreham hotel in Washington, D.C. These people are, I mean, I've stayed at a lot of really nice five-star restaurants over the years. But here's the bottom line, and I'm going to expand on it a little bit. But let me give you the bottom line. Whatever you want, they will do. Whatever you need. That's it. And they do it with aplomb. They do it with a good attitude, with a smile. And you know my deal about no problem? You know, you've heard me talk about that. I've written about this. People come up to me all the time and say, no problem, because they know what I've written about this, what I've said about this. I can't stand it when someone waits on me and I say, yes, I'd like this or that or whatever. And they say, no problem. I hate that. It's awful. Don't do that. Don't let your people do that. Train your people not to do that. If they won't stop doing it, fire them. This is the scourge of small business. This is a scourge of the marketplace. No problem. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't let your customers ever hear that. When you're at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, guess what they say when you ask them for something? It would be my pleasure. That's what they say. And guess what? They've said that to me a dozen times. I've heard that a dozen times in the last 15 hours. And that's very impressive to see that from the person who's sweeping the floor, to the manager you bump into, to the waitress, to the room service person, to the person at the check-in, to the guy, the person on the door out front. I mean, that's what you get. These people have been trained. You don't learn. People aren't born with this kind of attitude about customer care. These people have been trained. They've got a standard here. And folks, I'm not, you know, I don't own any stock in this company. I paid for my room last night. So it's not like I'm just telling you that this is the best example I've seen of customer care excellence and the opposite of no problem. And so, now you know, some of you may probably get the idea that I'm a little bit of a high maintenance customer. Well, I'm not really, because I want what I want. And the older I get, the more I want what I want. Some of you are nodding your heads with me. I know. I see that right now. So I want what I want, and I don't want something, for example, in a restaurant. If they take me to one table and I'd rather have another table, I ask them, can I have that table? Okay, now if that makes me high maintenance, so be it. But I don't just walk over there. I don't just demand it. I just say, could I have that table? And if they say there's a reason not to, then I go to the other table. But I ask for what I want. So I'll give you an example. Room service starts at 6 o'clock. I wanted room service before 6. So I called downstairs and I said, can I have room service before 6 or at least at 6? Well, guess what? You know what the guy said? Now, even though it's printed there, 6 o'clock, like, you know what the guy said? Sir, what time would you like your breakfast? I said, 5:45. He said, it will be there. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Not only did he say, what time would you like your breakfast? Not only did he take that order, but at 5:45, there was a knock on my door, and there was my breakfast. They not only ask you what you want, they not only let you have what you want, but when they do that and you tell them, they deliver. All right? I'm a little bit of a high-maintenance guest at hotels because, as you know, I broadcast my show from these events. That means that I've got, especially if it's a conference where I'm interviewing people face-to-face, that means that I've got to have some technical support. I need to have some connection support so I can connect back to my network as I do. So that's pretty darned unusual. Most guests, I mean, they don't get too many folks like me in any hotel, big ones, little ones. Not too many people get people who come to do a live broadcast from their hotel. That doesn't happen a lot to them. So I've had a lot of issues over the years with hotels. This one, you remember the little story I told you about the room service? This hotel, this part of getting my AV ready, my technology ready and everything, they were here when they said they would be. They put it down when they said they would do it. It worked. And today when I came in, the guy showed up when he said he would to make sure it was okay. I've never had that kind of service. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out about customer care excellence, if you want to see it in action so you can take notes and take it back and train your people, check in to the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C., and do that in your business, and you'll be more successful. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.